Today's daf is daf Chaf Zayin. So we got to the last four lines of Chaf Vavam and Beis. The Gemara has the question, quotes Rabbi Huda first, that Rabbi Huda Omer Ad Arba Shals, that he allowed to daven Shachos until 4 hours into the day. So Gemara wants to know, when it says Ad Arba Shals, does it mean including the fourth hour one may recite Shachos, or no, up until that point, but not including the fourth hour? So the Gemara brings a Raya, Tashma, Rabbi Huda Omer Ad Plaga Mincha, that you're able to daven until Plaga Mincha. Now, Amritz, if you're going to say Bishma Ad Vlad Bechlal, that up until Ad, whenever the word Ad is used, it means up until that point, but not including. So Ad Plaga Mincha means up until Plaga Mincha, which is not including Plaga Mincha. Hainu Te'ika Beinu Bihuda L'Rabbanim. Because Plaga Mincha, which we said yesterday was the 4:45 in the afternoon, that's Plaga Mincha, so it stops there for Rabbi Huda. That's the last time you could say Mincha, but according to Rabban, you're able to say until Tzeis, so you have another hour and 15. But Ella, Amr, if you're going to say Ad V'Ad Bichlal, that includes it. So when Rabbi Huda said, you could da Mincha Ad Plaga Mincha, including Plaga Mincha, that means including between 4:45 till 6 o'clock, that's the same exact Shita, Hainu Shita's Rabban, says the Gemara on the top of Chav Zayin. So must be Ella my ad velo ad bichlal. When it says the word ad, it means ad, but not including. So when he says ad arba shos, it means up until the fourth hour, but not including the fourth hour. The Gemara says the problem with this is ema seifa. The seifa of our Mishnah says v'shal musafin kol yom. They are able to recite musaf all day long. Rabbi Huda Omer ad sheva shos, only until the seventh hour. So now the seventh hour was going to be between 12 and 1 o'clock, right? That's the seventh hour. So that's including the seventh. So now let's understand what's going on here. The Gemara says, Tani, the Braisa tells us, Hayulafan of Shtei Tfilos. Let's say a person standing and he has to daven two different tfilos. He has an option. Acha she musaf, acha she mincha. He hasn't yet davened musaf, but now it's man mincha as well. So what should he daven first? Should he daven musaf or should he daven mincha first? Mispal she mincha v'acharkach she musaf. The din is, you're supposed to daven mincha and then daven musaf afterwards. Why? Shezo tadira v'zu eino tadira. Because mincha comes every single day, of course. And musaf only comes when there's a Rosh Chodesh or a Yantif and Shabbos. So therefore, the tad v'sheino tadir, tadir kodim. So you daven mincha before musaf. Now Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Mispal she musaf v'acharkach she mincha. You should daven musaf before mincha. Why? Because shezu alveres and zu eino alveres. Because if you don't daven musaf, you're stuck at seventh hour, according to Behuda. So since it's going to be alveres, better to daven musaf, which is more urgent, and then you have got plenty of time in the day to recite mincha. Now, if it's true that the Amr is bishma ad v'ad bichlal, that when it says ad, it means including. So when Rabbi Huda says you have until the seventh hour to say musaf, it includes the seventh hour. That's how you could have a possibility of both mincha and musaf being presenting themselves to the individual, if it includes davening during the seventh hour. But Ela'i Amrit, if you're going to say ad v'lo ad b'chlal, when he says you could daven musaf until the seventh hour, but not including the seventh hour, according to the way the calculation works, then musaf ends before the mincha zman kicks in, because mincha zman kicks in during the seventh hour. How do you find shtei tefilos b'hadei hadadei? They have both mincha and musaf at the same time, if when he says ad sheva shalos, it means ad v'lo ad b'chlal. Kaven de asila shel mincha. Once mincha zman comes, azale shel musaf, and the musaf zman is already over. They can never overlap. Ella. So the Gemara says, Ella my ad, the ad bichlal must be that it includes the seventh hour. Now, if it includes the seventh hour, whenever the word ad means it's ad v'ad bichlal, so back to plaga mincha, ad v'ad bichlal mincha, it's also included. So then the question becomes, then kashereisha. Ma'ika ben Rabbi Huda l'rabbanan. What's the difference between those two opinions? They both say mincha can be said until tzeis, including plaga mincha. So Gemara says, mi savras dahai plaga mincha plaga achrona kamar. We said yesterday's discussion, when he says plaga mincha, remember, between 3:30, which is plaga mincha kana rather, is 3:30, so tzeis, 3:36, plaga mincha is in the middle, 4:45. And we had the question yesterday, when he says plaga mincha is the end zman of mincha, is that the first plaga mincha, meaning between 3:30 and 4:45, or the second one between 4:45 and 6? Yesterday we concluded it was the second zman, the 4:45 to 6. The Gemara now is challenging this and says, again, mi savris, who holds, do you have to assume the high plaga mincha of Rabbi Huda is plag acharona kamar? Maybe plag rishona kamar, referring to the first tkufa between 3:30 and 4:45, the hachi kamar. Emas nafik plag rishona v'ayo plag acharona. At what point does plag rishona end? And now the second plag enters, Micha Nafka Yud Alf Shals Chaser Revia, which is 11 minus a quarter, which is 10:45 in Shals Marios, which means 4:45. In other words, what's going on here, when Rabbi Huda says you have a Ad Plaga Mincha, it includes the Plaga Mincha, but the first Plaga Mincha, not the second Plaga Mincha. So Ad does mean Ad Bad Bechlal, but Ad Plaga Mincha includes only the first Plaga Mincha, whereby Rabbi Huda says 4:45 is the last time you can say Mincha, while Chacham hold not until 6, until Tseis HaKochavim. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Af Ananami Tanina, we also have a Mishnah that says this. The Mishnah has a number of statements or a number of testimonies that Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Heir Chamisha Dvar. He testified about five different things as follows. Shememanin es haktana, the din of miyun, the sugya of a ktana, if she gets married by a father, she's married midiraisa. If the father's not in the picture, she's the Yasoma, and her mother or her brothers marry her off. So it's not a real Kedusha in Deraisa, it's Kedusha in Midrabanan, but she's able to do a Mi and she could opt out of the marriage. So that's nothing to do with our brachos, but this is part of the five testimonies. Number two, he testified about Shemasin Esa Isha Pi Eid Echad. Normally we know we need Shnei Eidim. When it comes to a woman whose husband died and you don't have any testimony, and there's one aid that says, I saw that her husband died, we can rely on one aid for Aguna purposes. And number three, he testified about is Valtarnagol Shiniskal B'Yushalayim Al Shaharik Zenefesh. One time a chicken had killed someone and they stoned the chicken for doing so. This is based on a sugya that if a shur kills someone, you have to stone the animal. So we have a halacha, a pasuk, that not only a shur, but any animal that kills, that murders, you would stone. So this is that once happened apparently in Yushalayim. And number four is Al Yain Ben Arbam Yom Shinisnasech Al Gabi Mizbech. You have to use wine. At what point does something change from grape juice to wine? After 40 days, that's already considered fermented enough to be roy for the mizbech. And the fifth thing, which is relevant to us, is al tamid shel shachar shekarv bar b'shels, that it was shechted during the fourth hour, which means it wasn't ad v'lo ad b'chal, it was ad v'ad b'chal, including during the fourth hour b'ar b'shels, shema mina ad v'ad b'chal, shema mina.
What's those four examples down to represent? What?
Nothing, different halachas. It's just a random list of things, not related to what we're talking about now.
But basically, the halacha is the same thing to hold the first half and add the lo ad b'chal, then the second half, ad the ad b'chal, and then the second half of plag mincha, ad, when you say, if you say ad the lo ad b'chal, it's the same time.
In
the
chlam,
it's just
yeah.
That the ratio is one. That
how are you using it? Exactly. Right. So Amar Rav Kana, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda in the end of the day, hol v'tnan, since the Mishnah tells us, b'b'chirasa kivase, and Rashi quotes at the very last narrow line of Rashi, b'b'chirasa, in the Maseches Edios, kari b'chirasa, shalacha k'osan Edios, that b'chirasa is a reference to the different dinim that are mentioned in Edios, so since we call the Maseches Edios b'chirasa, muvcheres, it's like the chosen Mishnah, everything listed in the Mishnah Edios is the halacha, and therefore since this Mishnah we just quoted from Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and the Chamisha Edim, Edis, and that was mentioned in Maseches Edios, and we say Ad Vad Bechlal, that approves to us that we paskin like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda until the fourth hour is the Sof Zman of Tefillah for Shacharis. Gemara now says, V'al Tamid Shel Shachar Shekar B'Arba Shos. We just mentioned above that the Karbet Tamid was once shechted and brought during the fourth hour in the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara wants to know now, Man Tana Laha, who is the author of the following Braisa? The Tanan, the Tana Rabban, the Braisa tells us, based on a Pasuk in Shmos regarding in Parsha B'Shalach, actually, next week Parsha about the Man, it says, V'cham Hashemesh V'namas, referring to the Man that was left out, and the sun would cause it to melt. So what does that mean? So Ba'arba Shos, Ba'arba Shos, this was taking place during the fourth hour, that's when the Man will be affected by the sun. So Ata Omer Barba Shals, you think it's referring to the fourth hour of the day when the sun was very hot. O Enu Elo B'Shei Shals, maybe during the sixth hour at noon, where the sun is at the peak and there's a tremendous amount of heat. Kishu Omer, when the Pasuk says, Kechom Hayom Parshas Vayera, when Avram was waiting for visitors and the Melachim eventually came, it says, V'hu Yoshe Pesach HaOel Kechom Hayom, the heat of the day, Harei Shei Shals Omer. That's Kechom Hayom, that's noon, that's when it's really hot. So ha mani mekayim v'cham hashemesh v'nomes barbashals. It's referring to not when the sun was at chomayom, but when there's a significant amount of sun, but not chomayom. That must be referring to the fourth hour of the day. So who holds this way? So mani, who's the author that the fourth hour of the day is no longer considered boker anymore? It's now considered the daytime. It's considered where the sun is very strong. It must be lo Rabbi Yehuda, lo Rabbanim. Can't be either one. Because he Rabbi Yehuda Ard Abba Shaus Nami Tafer, who he thinks even during the fourth hour is still considered the Boker, it's not considered the daytime of the sun. The Rabbanan hold that the Boker is considered Ad Chatzos Nami Tafer, until Chatzos is still considered the morning. So the Gemara says that Ibais Ema Rabbi Yehuda, Ibais Ema Rabbanan. You could say that this Bryce is authored by either one of these Hausa. Ibais Ema Rabbanan. You could say the Rabbanan authored this, that even though Rabbanan normally hold by Hilchos Tefillah that Boker lasts until Chatzos, Amar Krab Baboker Baboker, Chalkei L'Shnei Bekarim. There are two different Bokers. There's an early Boker, and there's a secondary Boker. So even though this indicates it's like a new stage, that's where the Cham HaShemesh is no longer Boker anymore, the sun is getting stronger, that's still considered a second type of Boker. So it's not a contradiction to say that by Tefillah Shachar, it's still the Boker before noon, but when the Halacha by the Man is referring to the heat of the sun, where it's getting stronger, because it's the second stage of the Boker, it's Boker Beis, and that's consistent with Shitas Chachamim. Alternatively, Rabbi Yehuda, you could say that Rabbi Yehuda, who normally holds Boker goes until the fourth hour, a high Boker, Yisera, Lakdim Lo, Sha'achas. Since it says, Baboker, Baboker, with respect to the Karmi Talmud, it's telling us that even though normally Boker lasts a little bit longer, when it comes to Tefillah Shachar, we say make it a little bit earlier, since it says, Boker, Baboker, make it earlier than the normal din of Boker. In the end of the day, the Gemara says, the Chuli Alma Miha, everyone agrees though, Cham HaShemesh V'namas V'arba Shamos, Shos. That's the fourth hour. That's certainly true. Whether that's Boker or not Boker, that's the up for debate. But that fact that it's for Arba Shos, my mashma. Where is it indicated anywhere in the Pasuk that the Cham HaShemesh V'namas is a reference to the fourth hour of the day? So Amar Rebbe Acha Bar Yaakov, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'cham HaShemesh V'namas. And doesn't take Kechom Hayom. Why doesn't take Kechom Hayom? Because Kechom Hayom is when the sun is there. There's no shade, it's just sun. But Cham HaShemesh V'namas means Ezu Shah Shashemesh Cham Vatzel Tzonim. What's the time of the day where the sun is very strong and in the shade it's very chilly? Havi Omar Ba'ar B'Shos. So that's not Kechom Hayom. This is referring to Cham HaShemesh where it's hot, but it's not Kechom Hayom yet. And that's, again, where there's shade and sun that's balanced. That's around the fourth hour, according to everyone. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tefillas Mincha Ad Ha'erev. We said in the Mishnah that, according to the Tanakhama, you could daven Mincha up until Erev. And Rabbi Yehuda says you have up until Plaga Mincha to daven Mincha. So Amar Le Rav Chisla Rav Yitzchak Hossam, over there Amar Rav Kana, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, by Shacharis, we said you have up until Arba Shos, because we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, based on the Mishnah Edios, Hal Vitznan Bibichirta Kavase, the Mishnah Masechas Edios, which is called the Mufcheris of the Masechas, passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Hachamai, with respect to the Zman, Sov Zman of Mincha, Ishtak, what's the Psak? And he stayed quiet, he didn't have an answer. Velo Amar Lamide, there is no Psak. So Amar Rav Chisla, Rav Chisla says, Nechsa Anu, let's go, let's take a look. Midirav Matzle, Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos Mibodium. Apparently, Rav had the practice of davening Ma'ariv of Shabbos earlier, when it was still daytime out, Shema Mina, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. How is he able to daven Ma'ariv earlier? Because the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda is, Ad Plaga Mincha means the last time you could daven Mincha, and immediately after Plaga, you're allowed to start davening Ma'ariv. Now, even though the sun hasn't set yet, you still could daven Ma'ariv according to Rabbi Yehuda. So from the fact that Rav would daven Ma'ariv of Shabbos before the sun has set, Mibbe'od Yom, must be that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that Plaga Mincha is the end of Mincha's man and the beginning of the Ma'ariv's man. Gemara says no. Adrab, the opposite should be true. Midrav Huna, Rabbanan lo havi matzi ad urta. According to Huna, Rabbanan, they dafka didn't daven until nighttime. Shouldn't that indicate the opposite here? Shema mina, ein alach Rabbi Yehuda, you must wait until Erev to daven Ma'ariv, until Mincha's over. Gemara says, the Erev here is referring to
Tzeis,
because
if you hold after Plag, then you have to do Tzeis, right? That's how we hold today.
If you hold, no, you can still do, you can still do Shkia. No, you can still do Shkia. You have Mincha before Shkia, Ma'ariv after Shkia.
But I'm saying, according to the Gemara,
the Gemara is not specifying which one it is. But we pass, if you do Mincha before Shkia, you could have Ma'ariv after Shkia. You have to repeat it again, Tzeis HaKochavim, right, for Shema purposes, okay. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, Hasha, Delo Itmar, Hilchas, Lo Kamar, Lo Kamar. Since we don't pass either way, the Gemara says it's inconclusive. David Kamar, Avid Kamar. If you do this way, you do that way. Either way, it's going to be fine. That's the, we saw the first Tosas on Beis Menachem spoke, he invoked this Gemara here. And therefore, if you want to pass like Rabbi Yehuda, you should always pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So there's a Shaila that many people daven, early Shabbos in the summer, and we rely on Plaga Mincha. But the rest of the year, we don't daven Arav as early as Plag HaMincha. So this becomes a big issue. The understanding is, if you're passing like Rabbi Yehuda, you should always pass like Bein Bechol, Bein Meshabbos. And if you don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, you should never daven Arav before Shkia. So that's a shaila they talk about in the poskim. But because of Tosefes Shabbos purposes, even though it's before Shkia, normally we don't daven Arav until after Shkia. On Erev Shabbos, if you make Tosefes Shabbos, there is what to rely on to daven Arav even earlier, even before Shkia. So Gemara now says, the last few lines here of the Amud, Rav Ikle Libei Gneva. One time, Rav was visiting the house of Gneva, and Vitzali, he was davening Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, he was davening Ma'ariv of Friday night, on Behavi Matzle, Rabbi Yehuda, and they accepted Shabbos earlier. Behavi Matzle, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abel Acharei de Rav, and Rabbi Yirmiyah was davening behind Rav, Rabbi Yirmiyah was a Talmud of Rav, he was davening behind him. V'sayim Rav completed his tefillah, V'lapaske L'tzlusa the Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't finish davening yet. And therefore, he didn't take his steps back. So we learn a few different things from this ma'isa. Shmamina tlas. We learn three things. Shmamina, mispal adam shel Shabbos, be'erev Shabbos. You're allowed to daven ma'arv earlier on the daytime on Erev Shabbos, like Rabbi Yehuda. Shmamina, second thing, mispal talmud achari rabbo. You're allowed to daven behind your Rebbe. And number three is shmamina, asr lavor b'kenega mispalim. If a person's davening, you can't pass in front. So these are three halachas we learn from this very short episode. So Masai Lei, the Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, this supports Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, the Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, also Lavor Kenegdim Mispalim, that he clearly says, if a person's davening Shemoneh Esrei, you're not allowed to pass in front of them. Aini, is this really true? V'har Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chalfei, that they would cross in front of people davening? Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chutz L'Arba Amos, Hu D'Chalfei. They would never go directly in front, there'd be four Amos away from a person davening. So if I'm davening this way, you can't walk down Amos onto the side. But if it's four Amos away on the right, or four Amos on the left, then you would be able to pass through. That's what Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi had done. So then the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hechi Avin Hachi. How is Rabbi Yirmiyah able to daven behind this Rebbe? For ha amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav, li olam al yispal adam, a person should never daven lo keneged Rabbo, not facing his Rebbe, lo achari Rabbo, not behind his Rebbe. V'tani, the Braisa says further, that Rabbi Eliezer, Omer HaMispal Achorei Rabba, one who davens behind his Rebbe, Vanose and Shalom Rabba, one who greets his Rebbe like everyone else, just says, you know, he just says, hello, Ruvain, instead of Shalom Lecha Rebbe, or Machzir Shalom Rabba, or responds greetings to his Rebbe in a manner he would respond to a regular person, or HaCholik Al Yeshivasel Shirabba, where he would leave the yeshiva of his Rebbe, or Haomer Davar Shlo Shama Mi Pirabo, or quote something he hasn't heard from his Rebbe, Garam L'Shchina Shetesalik Mi'Yisrael. All these different things would cause a Shchina to leave. So how one of the things listed here is davening behind your Rebbe. So how is Rebbe Yirmiyah able to daven behind his Rebbe? And the Gemara answers, Shiny Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba was different. The Talmud Chaver Haba, he was different. He was not just a regular Talmud. He was somewhat of a contemporary of his Rebbe, and therefore he had a different din of a Stam Talmud. Gemara then says, "Behind you, the Kamerlei, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba l'Rav." That's when Rabbi Yirmiyah once said, "We have a recording that Rabbi Yirmiyah responded to Rav, mi bedalta." He says, "Did you stop doing melacha yet?" Even though normally havdalta means havdalah at the end of Shabbos, he's referring to erev Shabbos. Did you stop doing melacha? In other words, did you begin Shabbos yet? Hibdalta, bidalta. So Amrlei in, yes, I did. Bedilna, Cain, I was separated from melacha and I accepted Shabbos upon myself. Now, why did you say mi badalta? Did you v'lo amar mi badalmar? When you speak to Rebbe, you're supposed to say, "Did Rebbe mavdil yet?" He says, "Did you mavdil yet? Badalta." So we see that he had this relationship with his Rebbe that he was able to speak in such a direct way that he was a Talmud Chaver Havam. So then the Gemara says, now on this topic of being bedalta, which means again, not ending Shabbos, but beginning Shabbos, were you mavdil from malacha? Did you take upon yourself Tosefes Shabbos? So Gemara says, umi badil. Is it true that they're able to separate from malacha before Shabbos? In other words, does Tosefes Shabbos really work? V'hamer Rebbe Abin, pamachas hispalo Rebbe, shel Shabbos, be'erev Shabbos. One time Rebbe was davening ma'ariv of Shabbos, and he was davening early on a Friday afternoon. Nichnas lemerchatz, he went to the bathhouse. V'yatzen, he left. V'shana lepirkan, he went to teach. V'adayin lo chashecha, and the sun hasn't set yet. So we see clearly that even though he davened ma'ariv, melacha wasn't asa yet. You could daven ma'ariv without Shabbos beginning, because the fact he went to the Beis HaMerchatz. And the Gemara says, no, Amarava hahu dinichnas lahazia v'kodem gzer havam. No, what's going on here is, you look at Rashi, three lines down to explain the Havamina. He went three narrow lines down. The Beis HaMerchatz. He took, he davened Marv, and then he went to the Beis HaMerchatz. Sachadaitach, the Havamina here is, La'achasher Gazu al Hazeah, Va'arachitza b'Shabbos. This event took place after the Chacham made a gezeira that you can't walk into the bathhouse or to the sauna or to the steam room on Shabbos. You can't take a bath. Kedam rinam of Sechel Shabbos a parakir shesiku. Alma afagav detzali. Even though he davened yet, lo badil meisur Shabbos. He has not separated from the Isser Melacha yet. Shabbos does not necessarily begin with davening Marv from the very fact he went to the Beis HaMerchatz. And Rava answers, says Rashi, Amar Rava, Lazia Nichnas. Nichnas Lazia Machmas Chom Beis HaMerchatz. He went in to just steam off a little bit. It was very hot in the Beis HaMerchatz. V'lo nosin alav mayim. He didn't put any water on himself. The Kodim Gzeira Ad Shelo Gazu Al Zeh. This took place before they made the decree, you can't go walk into a steam room on Shabbos. That's why it was allowed. But if this were to take place after the Gzeira of Zeh, then Eina Chanami, he wouldn't have walked in, because when a person davens Marv, Erev Shabbos, that's already a Kabbalah of Tosefes Shabbos. So Gemara says, Eini, is that really true? V'ha Bai Shari Leh L'Rav Dimi Bar Levi L'Chaburei Salim. Didn't one time Abai permit Rav Dimi to start weaving baskets together, even though he's already daven Marv on Erev Shabbos? The Gemara says, "Ahu ta'usahava." That was a mistake that took place. What was the mistake? So Rashi explains, "Ta'usahava lo kibal lav tosefa Shabbos mishas tvias midas." He didn't willingly take upon himself tosefa Shabbos. Ela yom hamunan haya. It was a very dark day. It was very cloudy. Because chashcha, they thought that the sun had set already. V'acharkach zar chachama. Then they realized the clouds had broken, and they saw the sun was still up. So they didn't willingly take Tosefa Shabbos. They thought Shabbos had begun incorrectly. But had one taken upon themselves Tosefa Shabbos, Ein Nachanami, at that point, it would be an Isser to do Melacha. Gemara says further, the Ta'usa Mihadra, is it true? If there's a mistake, so then we make them go back and the Tefillah wasn't good and the Kabbal Shabbos wasn't good? The Ha Amar Avidan told us that Pam Achas one time, Niskashu Shemaim Be'oven, the clouds got very thick. And Kisvurim Ha'am Lomar Chashechu, they thought the sun had set, they thought it was time for Shabbos. The Nichnas Yul Beis HaKnesses, the whole village went to the shul to daven Marv, Erev Shabbos. Vispalu, Shematay Shabbos B'Shabbos. This is the first day daven actually thought Shabbos was over. They daven Matay Shabbos, on Shabbos still. And Nispazbu Ha'avim, then the clouds dispersed. Vizar Chacham, they saw the sun was still up. Ubal Vishalus Rebbe, they asked Rebbe what they should do. Amar, Ho Vispalu, Hispalu, since you davened already, you davened already. So just like this was a mistake, and they didn't make them say davening a second time, here as well. But the case of Abaye permitting Rav Dimi to weave, if they daven Marv already, he shouldn't have to make him daven Marv a second time. He should have let him ben yotzer, the mitzvah before him. And the Gemara says there's a big distinction between a yachid and a tzibur. When a yachid davens Marv too early, b'ta'usa, we make him repeat it again. Not a big deal. But shiny tzibur, when a whole tzibur davens marv early, then shiny tzibur domachachin and lehu. We don't want to be matshiach the tzibur a second time, so we say but the avid yotze the mitzvah of tefilas arivis. You don't have to repeat it again. But really, fundamentally, when a person does make a mistake, then we would have to daven marv again. If you take a look at Rashi, rather Tosos here, dibur maschil tzali shematzei Shabbos. They daven marv early, matzei Shabbos. He says the yesh lomar dehachim marish yesh lo. Actually, no, it's not, we haven't gotten it. We'll wait to the toast. We'll get back to the toast in a second. Gemara now says, Amar Rav Achia Bar Abin, Amar Rav, Tzali Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, that on Erev Shabbos, Rav would daven Marv early. Rabbi Yoshia Matzli, Shemotze Shabbos, B'Shabbos, he would daven regularly on Motze Shabbos earlier. That's the toast we'll do in a second. So, Rav, Tzali Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos. So when you daven Marv early on Erev Shabbos, your Mekabel Shabbos earlier, Omer Kedush Alakos, or Eino Omer Kedush Alakos. Can one say Kiddush at that time or not? So this gets to the core of what's the nature of Tosefa Shabbos. Everyone agrees Tosefa Shabbos is a concept, and there's machlokes whether it's Deraisa or whether it's Derbanim, but it certainly exists as a concept. So according to Tosefa Shabbos, so some say, what's the purpose, what's the function of Tosefa Shabbos? So according to many, it's simply, it's a siag. Since we don't know exactly when Shabbos starts, so they said you could create a buffer, so you shouldn't do melacha on Shabbos. But it doesn't turn it into Shabbos. I can't be yotze kiddush, I can't be yotze shal shudus, or eating the lechem. It just makes, don't do melacha. That's according to some. While others feel that, no, it turns Shabbos into Shabbos, turns Erev Shabbos into Shabbos, and now I could say kiddush, and I could say motzi. So the question I want to know, when I make Tosefa Shabbos, can I say kiddush al kos, or no? Meaning the question is Tosefa Shabbos simply a gzeira not to do Melacha, but it's not really Shabbos? Or no, it's really Shabbos, and I can even say Kiddush. Let me get to the answer before your question. And the Gemara says, Toshma, Damar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos, Ber of Shabbos. You can daven Marv earlier on Friday. V'omer Kedusha ala Kos, you could say Kiddush. V'hilchas HaKavase. And the Ritva here writes, we see from here that Tosefa Shabbos turns into Shabbos itself. So the problem is, according to the Rambam quotes us the halacha, that you could say Kiddush when you make Tosefa Shabbos. The problem is, the Rambam doesn't hold of Tosefa Shabbos. He only holds of Tosefa Yom HaKippurim. And he also actually holds in the Mishnah and the Maseches Tainis, Tosefa Tisha B'Av. It's a strange thing, but that's not for now. But Tosefa Yom Kippur, you can make Yom Kippur earlier, but he doesn't hold of Tosefa Shabbos. So if he doesn't hold of Tosefa Shabbos, how then does the Rambam allow you to say Kiddush on Erev Shabbos if you can't turn Erev Shabbos into Shabbos? So the answer is that according to the Rambam, you don't make Kiddush, you don't need to make Kiddush on Shabbos. Kiddush is just a way of remembering, recognizing a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world sometime when Shabbos is beginning. But it doesn't have to be Dafka on Shabbos itself. So sometime before Shabbos, so to Havdalah. I could say Havdalah on Tuesday. Shabbos is well over. But Havdalah is recognizing Hashem created the world sometime when Shabbos is over. And Kiddush is sometime in the beginning of Shabbos, whether it's on Shabbos or even before Shabbos, it's allowed. So therefore, Kiddush works even for the Rambam, even though it doesn't hold up to Tosefa Shabbos.
David.
So how
can you do Kiddush?
No, he had the Suda. He had the Suda. He had the Kiddush and he had the Suda also.
How can you eat before Marvin?
No, he did
Marv already. No, he daven Marv. He daven Marv, and he said Kiddush. Yeah. It's Tosefa Shabbos. By definition, Tosefa Shabbos means before Tzeis. That's by definition. Otherwise, it's not Tosefa. It's Shabbos. Tosefa means you said Shabbos earlier.
In the first case that you said, it means you can do Tosefa Shabbat and Patur Mimlacha. But you didn't actually, you didn't daven Marv before the time in order to do Kiddush.
No, this is a case where the guy daven Erev Shabbos before Tzeis.
Before the time.
Correct. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Rav Yoshia matli shamotei Shabbos b'Shabbos. He would have matli Shabbos earlier, even though it's still Shabbos. He would still the same Ariv. Omer Havdalah al Kos or ain't Omer al Havdalah al Kos. Would he say Havdalah on the Kos or not say Havdalah on the Kos? So the Gemara once says, Toshma. Damar Rav Yehuda Arishmuel and Mispala Adam Shal Matzai Shabbos B'Shabbos. You could daven Mariv of Matzai Shabbos, even though it's still Shabbos now. V'yomer Havdalah al Kos, and you do say Havdalah later on al Kos. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rav, Bitzad Amud Zeh, he said, next to this pillar, you see this pillar right here? His pal, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Shal Shabbos, Berv Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel himself, Davin, Marv, earlier on Friday. So Kiyasa Ula, so when Ula came, Amar, he said, Bitzad Tamara Hava, it was next to a date tree of some sort. V'lo Bitzad Amud Hava, it wasn't next to a pillar, you got the whole Maisa wrong. It wasn't a pillar, it was a date tree. And lo Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Hava, you got the wrong person also. Ella Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi Hava, and you got the third thing wrong. V'lo shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos Hava, ella shel Motzei Shabbos b'Shabbos Hava. Okay, that was the Maisa. So the Gemara now says Tfilas Ha'erev Ein LaKeva. There is no set time for davening Marv. My Ein LaKeva. What does it mean Ein LaKeva? Ilema di by Matzei Kulei Laila. If it means that there's no Zman, meaning you could daven rather all night long. Listen Tfilas Ha'erev Kol HaLaila. The more appropriate language would have been, you could daven all night, just like we have by Musaf is kol hayom, Marv is kol halayla. What does it mean, ein lakeva? Elamai ein lakeva, kiman damar tfilas arvis rishus. It means it's not kavua, it's not a chova, rather it's rishus. The Mishnah is telling us that Marv is only rishus. Damar Rav Yehuda, Damar Shmuel, tfilas arvis, that Rabbi Gamliel omer it's a chova, Rabbi Shua omer it's rishus. And Amar bai is a halacha, kedivrei omer chova. However, Rav Amar Halacha Kedivei Omer Rishus, behold, is only a Rishus. And Tosas here just says, look what I wrote on the daf, yesterday's daf, to tell you that it only means a Rishus if it goes up against another mitzvah. But if there's no other competing factor, we have to view Arvis as a Chova. Sagarna has a famous Maisa here. Taner Barna Baisa tells us Maisa, the Talmud Echa. There's once an event that took place with the Talmud. And Shabbat lefnei Rabbi Shua, he went in front of Rabbi Shua, and Amar lo, tfilas arvis rishus o chova. He wanted to know how we paskin regarding this halacha. So Amar le, he says, rishus, it's a rishus. So Shabbat lefnei Rabbi Gamliel, they went to Rabbi Gamliel, Amar lo, tfilas arvis rishus o chova, Amar le chova. So Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi, argued in Rabbi Shua. So Amar lo, so the Talmud says, follow Rabbi Shua, Amar le, rishus. Rabbi Shua told me it was a rishus, and you're telling me it's a chova. Amar le, Himtin ad sheyichnesu bali trusin lebeis hamidrash. So wait until all the bali trusin, which means like the people holding the shield, reference to the various rabbanim, wait for all of them to come. And kishenichnesu lebali trusin, when they all came into the beis hamidrash, amad ha-shoel, v'shal tfias arvis rishus o achova. So the asker stood up and says, is marav rishus or marav achova? So amar lei Rabbi Gamliel, in front of the big crowd, Rabbi Gamliel says, it's achova. So amar lehem, Rabbi Gamliel looked to the chacham and say, klum yesh adam shechalik b'davrzeh. He looks around to the room. Did anyone here argue with me? Anyone think it's rishus? And amar le Rabbi Shua, lav. Rabbi Shua says, no, we all agree it's achova. So amar lo, v'halo, mishimcha, amar li, wasn't it said in your name, rishus, that you said it's rishus? You're arguing with me. So Amar Le Yeshua, Amar Al Raglecha. So Rabbi Gamliel says, Yeshua, stand on your feet. V'ya'ida b'cha, and testify. They're going to testify on you that you said it was Rishus against what I had said. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, stood up. Al Raglav v'Amar, he said, Il moli ani chai v'humes. Had I been alive and the Shoel been dead, so then Yachal achai lachish ames. I could argue on the guy who's dead. V'achshev shani chai v'huchai. I'm alive and he's alive. Heyach Yachal achai lachish ames. How could one who's living arguing another person who's living, and he's quoting me, who I said it's a rishus. Hayah, Rabbi Gamliel, Yoshev, Adarsh, the whole day. Rabbi Gamliel was sitting there, darshaning, giving shiur. Rabbi Shua, Omidai Raglev, and he left him. Rabbi Shua standing there without allowing him to sit at all. Ad Shiranu, Kola'am, everyone got very upset at the lack of kavod towards Rabbi Shua. Amru, the chutzpis, the Turkoman, they said to chutzpis, who was the name of the Turkoman, who is translating the words of Rabbi Gamliel. The Turkoman served two purposes. One is to translate the words, and also to amplify. He had a powerful voice. So he told him, Amud, stop what you're saying, and Amud. So he listened to the chachamim, they pressured him to stop speaking. So there was silence in the base medrash. And Amru, the chachamim said, Ad kama nitzare v'neza, how much longer could we allow Rabbi Gamliel to cause such sorrows to Rabbi Yeshua? Rosh Hashanah ishtaked. Last year, what happened? Rosh Hashanah tzar, he calls him such tzar. Where they had a machlokas, what day was Yom Kippur, based on Kiddush HaChodesh. And Rabbi Gamliel made Rabbi Yeshua come on the day that Rabbi Yeshua fell with Yom Kippur. He said, I command you to come to me on your Yom Kippur, carrying your stick and your wall and everything. And Rabbi Yeshua was forced to come. Rabbi Kiva says, whatever the Nasi says, you must listen to. And he came. And that was an incredible disrespect to Rabbi Yeshua. Secondly, b'becharos, b'maisa de b'tadok, there's a whole maisa there as well, with regards to feeding a bechor barley and causing a mum, and also tsari, there's another event you call him such tsar. And now a third time, hachanami, tovanabri, let's get rid of him. We have to remove Rabbi Gamliel from the nasius, so that's what they did. They got rid of him. So ma nokim le, so now they've had a problem, you need to have a nasi. Who's going to be nokim le, who's going to be the next nasi? Nokmi le Bishua, if we make a Bishua, who of course is very qualified, Bat Maisu, he was involved, and we can't make him, he was the victim, we can't now make him the hero, it wouldn't make sense to make him the Nasi. Nokmi le Bikiva, Rikiva, of course, who's a great Gadol and Tzaddik, Dilma Anishle, Dileshle Zechus Avos, maybe we're going to get punished because of the paid against Rabbi Gamliel, that event, and Rabbi Kiva, who was either a Baal Tshuva or a Ger, depending on the Medrash, so he doesn't have the Zechus Avos, he doesn't have the Yichus to protect us from any onish because of the Kepeid of Rabbi Gamliel. So Ella must be, Nokmi l'Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, let's make him the Nasim. Tu Chacham, he's very wise, Hu Ashi, he's wealthy, Hu Asir l'Ezra, he's got great Yichus, he's the 10th generation from Ezra. So Hu Chacham, Di Machshilei Mefargle, if they ask questions, he knows how to answer. Hu Asher is also wealthy. The Islay La Pluche the Bay Kesar. We have some situation with the political issue with the Kesar. So Afhu Azubalch, he could go and give gifts and he could bribe them. Hu Asir La Ezra, he's got Yichus. The Islay Zuchus Avos Vlo Mate Anishlay. Therefore, he'd be protected from any Kpeda against Rabbi Gamliel. So Asav Amrile. So he went to ask Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Nichale Lamar Di Lehevi Reish Misifti. We want to appoint you the Rosh Hashiva, the Nasi. Amalu, Isa v'imlech v'inshe besi. Let me talk to my wife. Okay, things haven't changed. He goes home to talk to his wife. Also v'imlech v'dvesi. He discusses with his wife. Amrile, she says to him, you know, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Dilma ma'brin lach. Maybe they're going to get rid of you, like they did Rabbi Gamliel. They'll take you, chew you, and throw you out. Amrile, he says, l'shamish inish yom achada b'kasa demokre ulamach litbar. It's worthwhile to even have the kavod or the godless just for one day, to be able to use a glass just for one day, even though the next day is going to break, it's worthwhile even though I'm there just for one day. So Amrile, but she says still, lesle chivrasa, you have no white hairs, you're 18 years old, you're fully black or brown, whatever color he had, no one's going to respect you. Hahu Yoma, that very day, the famous Ma'isa, Bar Tamna Sara Shnei Hava, he was 18 years old only. Imagine the 18-year-old boy was being asked to be the Nasi over these great Gedolim. And Israchash Le Nisa, Nase happened, Vahajile Tamne Sari Dari Chivrasa, he grew 18 strands of hair. Vahainu Da Kamar, that's what the Mishnah says, on Daf Yud Beis, Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya, Hare Ani Kiven Shivim Shana, I feel like I'm 70 years old now, Velo Ben Shivim Shana. Okay, so we'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem, we will continue tomorrow.